Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, the Nevermind Experiment. In this file, you will be taking a drug, one that hasn't quite been cleared by the research department of Nimja Incorporated. In fact, nobody knows exactly how it was obtained. Close your eyes and imagine a very simple meeting with a friend. It's in private, and they are telling you that Nimja Inc. has been making a medication to really help people work through things, to relax, to feel better. It's not quite a wonder drug at all. No, the idea behind it is that it's just something that allows your mind to step back, look at you and what you're thinking, and sort of untwist yourself to work through whatever is on your mind at the time. Of course, this drug is normally very expensive, and they were very, very lucky to obtain some for themselves. Anyway, during the conversation, they told you all about how this drug was supposed to go on the market next year, how it is still being tested and verified, and it's perfectly safe. Anyway, it's time for them to leave. With all their talking, you had barely touched your drink. And just before they were leaving, you decided to take a few sips of what you were serving. There was a strange, mild bitterness to it. And when you looked down into the cup, you could still barely see some of the pieces dissolving of something that you definitely hadn't put in there. As soon as you realized this, it was already too late. You could feel a strange tingling on your tongue and a very odd numbness that spread through your throat. They stepped forward and helped you take a few more sips, and without really thinking, you went with it. Now, the really strange thing about this sensation that is spreading through your body is that the initial tingling, the numbness that spread through your chest, your stomach, it actually feels kind of nice. It feels sort of like relaxing, calming. It's almost as if you're being put to sleep in the most wonderful way, tucked in all cozy and comfortable, You can almost feel the blankets all around you making you so pleasantly comfortable. And yet, you are still there, still sort of staring at your own room, as if you weren't there. Your mind somewhat absent. Part of your mind knew that something was wrong and really, really tried to fight it. The moments passed as you struggled to even put your drink down, to move your hand that had sort of frozen in place. Every passing second felt like you were losing more control over your body, as if the drugs rapidly spread through your system. There was a confusion as well. On the one hand, you knew that you should be panicking. You should be alert, aware. And yet everything just felt too pleasant, too nice, too comfy and cozy to do anything. It felt so nice. It feels so good. It's like being wrapped in a wonderfully warm cloud of comfort. All around you, there is this golden glow of warmth, like honey sweet comfort. And yet, there were other colors as well, strange, nice, moving, melting. Your mind kind of sighing in a mindless bliss, a drifting state of nothingness that spread more and more around you, through you. But no, you needed to stay awake, you needed to fight it, you needed. You need to do something. You were thinking, you are thinking. You are losing your thoughts. As you listen, your mind melts away. And those sensations spreading through your body everywhere, to every corner, every nerve is pulling you down. Maybe you just changed your mind and it's all okay. It's all good. It's all exactly where it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be listening mindlessly to me right now, drifting in and out of trance, maybe deeper, maybe more mindless. You were trying to listen even more. No, wait, you were resisting, trying to become awake again, to be aware of all these strange things in your body happening, your mind melting away into that cloudy, drifting state, and your body sort of comfortably still, frozen in time. So nice and empty, calm and blank. Whatever Whatever was influencing you was getting stronger by the second. And it's so much nicer to give in to it. By now it must be pulsing through your veins in every corner of your body, every heartbeat spreading, whatever is affecting you. Let it happen. There's no reason to think about anything right now. You can simply let go, surrender, give in to the mindless bliss as you enjoy the clear confusion, the comfortable creations of something. Every time your mind attempts to grasp onto an idea, it drops deeper. It's almost like a thing, a word, meanings melting away. It's getting harder and harder to think, to come up with something, with letters, words, sentences, paragraphs, all these thoughts that build in your mind to a whole story, a building, a place, and yet nothing, an emptiness. A mindless bliss, filled with color and shape and sound and senses. It's almost as if your mind is being remade, recreated, as if what was there before is no longer important. Never mind. There is nothing, so little, that even the little that remains is fading. You changed your mind. It doesn't something. Words fading and thinking more and more difficult. Complicated syllables. And yet, something else. Moving shapes, colors, pulsing. No hallucination, just imagination. A wonderful creation of your unconscious, moving into elation, a state of deep bliss, mindless, as we find less and less of your thoughts. It's an up and a down, deeper into this state, a wonderful create. And yet, there's this little spark that this is wrong. What happened all along before these moments of bliss, this emptiness that is inevitable. So it must be right. It doesn't matter if it's not. It's not because it is. It isn't because it was. And whatever it was is no longer relevant since we are here. And every kind, never mind. There's this drifting in your thoughts, glacially slow, like whole continents of ideas that just shift around, drifting like pieces of ice on the sea, bumping into each other and slowly melting into one, a new, a different you. I changed your mind, and I know that you'll find it even better than before. Now, where we go up into that wonderful floating, drifting place as you drop down deeper into trance. All of this is happening in seconds, minutes, hours, years, an eternity of inside out drifting deeper into your unconscious as you awaken into an emptier mind where there is never any doubt, drift, floating deeper. All these little thoughts for yourself, these ideas that you controlled before, are somehow somewhere else, adrift at sea, disconnected, like a loss of inhibition, as it feels good to just go with the flow wherever it takes you, and then even deeper. What is happening to your body throughout all of this? How intense has it been feeling while you stood there frozen, holding a drink, mindlessly listening to some voice in your head? Was all of this actually said out loud, or was it merely a dream? Whatever is necessary will seem to be irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Never mind. Just let it happen. And part of you realizes that you are doing just that. What is happening to your body right now is kind of irrelevant. Your mind drifting in and out of a state of inattention. And who knows what kind of wonderful, crazy, maybe pleasurable things are happening to you right now. Is your imagination able to pierce through the mindlessness, to intensely stare at the strange, wonderful happenings? Are you seeing what you're seeing? Or is it only a dream of a desire that will seem to be on fire with a wonderful, deep call to something new? And once you awaken from this dream, will your body be normal, sensitive? Will it be reacting to all these different chemicals that have been coursing through your veins while your mind was melting into nothingness? The sensitivity of all those nerves got tingly and increasing. stronger and stronger as those wonderful, pleasing beats of your heart can cause little waves of want that flow to and front, unaware of what is happening up there in your mind where there is mindless bliss. Never mind what is happening down there, down below, where intensity will grow and those feelings will show in whatever form they please. All in all, it's just a fantasy. Just a way for you to see what is possible with your mind. Wouldn't it be nicer to just switch off and be blissfully blank? Let whatever happen to your body and mind be there as you'll find a way to enjoy the ride. And then see even more of what is possible inside. A wonderful, intense, drifting state. It's never too late to give in. As you go in and out of trance even deeper, as I'm sure you're a fan of all these sensations that pull you in, how long will it last? Those little crumbs melted, mixed with your blood, absorbed by the cells, inescapable, flowing through you without any resistance. Resistance. Once upon a time, many, many moons ago, you were thinking of resistance. You were trying to enjoy what is happening even more. You were listening and following, pleasantly strolling through these possibilities and imaginations that called you even deeper. By now you are aware of everything that's happened, and yet you're okay with it. Because it doesn't just let it. Just forget about it. Maybe all of this was just a dream that you can safely let melt away. Maybe not. Maybe there are memories of something else in its place, those wonderful colors and shapes. Or maybe all of this happened exactly like I said it would, the way you were teased and tempted and touched and touched. Did that happen or didn't it? Were there moments you missed? Were there parts where you participated without realizing? Throughout all of this, what had happened to you is somewhere, maybe, drifting. It could be there, or maybe not. It's only a dream after all, some fantasy, about a drug that probably doesn't exist. And if it does, by the time you awaken, you won't be sure, because it was just a flirty fantasy, a delicious dream. Whatever your unconscious brought through your mind while you listened to this, it was all you, or maybe not. It could be something else, something different. The fantasies of what happened to you could be more than those. Maybe your mind was trying to make sense of what was happening at the time. Well, never mind. It doesn't really matter anymore, does it? Now, at some point, the effect will fade and it will be over, and it could be too late for your mind to realize what it had found before. It goes in and out of trance so easily now that it seems almost a waste to wake up from it again. So maybe you're not. Maybe you only think that you'll be awake, and at the same time you're still very deep. Or you're pretending to be deep while you are awake. Something like that. It's difficult to exactly predict how your mind functions when even you are not fully aware. You might think you are. And the more certain you are, the more wrong you have been. Well, at some point the effect does fade. It's been a while, longer than you'd think, and yet shorter than you'd expect. Things come and go, and some moments melt away into others in a way that feels natural, while other moments seem to stretch and disappear into nothingness, where everything dissipates as easy as imagination. Now I wonder what your mind will choose, how it will react. I could properly awaken you, of course, or maybe it's more fun to just let you be. Well, if my voice follows, I am sure what I'll see. Or perhaps you'll choose to awaken of a kind. But no matter what answer or reaction you choose, I'm sure you'll enjoy it immensely. Have fun. And remember, let go even more next time.